Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, one of the characteristics of CEOs, presidents, and business owners is you need to be right. You need to make more correct decisions than you do wrong decisions. And if you make more correct decisions than wrong decisions, of course, you stay in business and you make a profit. But there is a small problem in that statement, and that is that if you're a CEO, president, or business owner, and you need to exert your will and tell people that you are right and show them that you are right and push your agenda all of the time, it may not work out so well. Why? Because we, as business people, need to listen to the people around us. We need to understand what they're saying. We need to encourage them to have conversations with us. If we're just running right over them and telling them, I'm right, you just do what I say because I'm the boss, what's going to happen? They're not going to come to you and they're not going to give you their ideas. They're not going to give you their input. And yes, you are the final decision maker. There is no question about it. And you are the person that is responsible. But the CEOs that are really making money, the ones that are really progressing, the ones that have the best businesses, the best run businesses with the best coworkers, who really like coming to work, are business people who encourage their coworkers and their staff to express their opinion, and putting those coworkers in a position of not being afraid of saying anything, of coming right up against the boss, of challenging the boss, of saying to the boss, well, this isn't going to work and here's why. And your decision isn't right. It's not the right one. Here's the right direction of the company. If we stifle dissent, if we have people afraid to talk to us, if we have an ego that thinks that we can't possibly make a mistake, well, you're not going to create a culture in your business that you want. You're not going to create the harmonious working of people coming together, understanding each other, and feeling important. Not only do you want to be listened to, but the people around you want to be listened to, too. You don't want to hire people who just show up just to do a job. You want to have people around you that are thinking people who add something more than 8 hours or 10 hours a day. We want people who are going to add their intelligence, their understanding, their insight to the business. And to do that, we have to encourage conversation. So when we have a decision to make or we are debating an issue, we gather our key people together, we throw out the question to them, and we say, what do you think? And we listen to everything that everybody has to say. We don't necessarily have to agree with them, and again, you have to make the decision. But there might be parts of it that you have missed. You can't think of everything. So we want to make sure that we're including our employees in decisions. How important is it to you to win the argument? If it's important to you to win the argument and push your way and convince people that you are always right, you will lose the battle. You will not be as successful as you want to be. So remember, every single person has something to say. We need to listen to what they have to say. We need to understand what they're saying. We need to take their intelligence and their input and put it to our ideas. And their ideas may not be good, but when they're not, we thank them, we tell them why it may not work, we encourage them to continue to think, we make the right decisions because we're not the only one having input into the decision, and your business becomes extremely profitable, successful, with less stress. We want people in our company to be involved. We want them to feel welcome. We want them to feel like they have true value because they do. We want them to feel like they have intelligence and an opinion that's going to matter. And when you do that, everything is better. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.